Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Numbers. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Numbers chapter 21, verse 8.
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard, and it shall come about that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, he will live."
Well, I know romance movies aren't everyone's thing, but the story told in The Notebook is undeniably beautiful. Let me try and give you a summary. Every day in a nursing home, an elderly man reads the same story to a woman who has dementia and memory loss. He tells the story of how 17-year-old Noah meets Allie at a carnival, and they soon fall in love and spend the summer together. Allie's parents don't approve of the relationship since Noah belongs to another social class, and her family moves away and takes Allie with them. Noah writes Allie letters every single day, but tragically, Allie's mother intercepts them. The separation grows when Noah joins the army, and they go many more years without contact. Eventually, Allie becomes engaged to another man, but then one day, as she is trying on wedding dresses, she reads a story about Noah in the newspaper. He's fixed up the old house that they had spent time in all those years ago in an effort to get Allie's attention and win her back. Allie goes to visit Noah at the house, and after they reconnect, she starts to question her engagement to the other man. Her feelings for Noah resurface, and she realizes she never stopped loving him. The old man reading the story then stops and asks the woman, "Who do you think Allie chose?" The woman answers, "Noah," and then the lights come on. She realizes this is her story. She is Allie, and the man reading to her is Noah. She had actually written the very story down for her husband to read to her when her memory failed. Elderly Allie and Noah share a wonderful moment of connection together. But then Allie's memory leaves her again. She becomes afraid and confused of the strange man in her room, and she becomes so distressed that she has to be sedated. But Noah will be back the next day and the day after, again and again, reading the same story of their love. In The Notebook, we see care that is not conditional upon a response. Allie doesn't even know who Noah is most of the time. And in the same vein, we're going to explore in this devotional how God's care for us is not dependent upon the strength of our faith in Him. His care is not deteriorated by our doubt. It is unconditional. So, the book of Numbers. Prior to where Numbers picks up the story, God delivered His people, the Israelites, from their slavery in Egypt. God is now leading them through the wilderness and towards the land He had promised Israel's forefather, Abraham. But for the Israelites, the wilderness is a time of trial and testing. Over and over again throughout the book, we see the people complain of their hunger and their thirst, and rather short-sightedly say they wish they were still slaves. They doubt God's goodness and His ability to get them into the promised land. Some Israelites even plan a rebellion and try to appoint a new leader that will lead them back to Egypt. Now, God's not indifferent to their behavior. Like any good parent would, He allows His people to face the consequences for their sin, for their rebellion and lack of faith. He sentences this generation to wander in the wilderness for 40 years so that only their children will enter the promised land. But God also meets the Israelites' continued lack of faith with grace. He does not give up on His people. He does not abandon them. He continues to take care of them and provide for them. And he remains faithful to them as their God. One example of this in the book of Numbers occurs when the Israelites complain to God yet again. And God responds in judgment by sending venomous snakes into their camp. But God, in his grace, also provides a remedy. He instructs the Israelites' leader, Moses, to craft a bronze snake and to set it upon a pole. And those who are bitten may look upon the snake to be healed and live. Now listen to the parallel that the New Testament draws between this story and Jesus. John 3:14-15 says, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life." Let's break this down. Just as the snake, which represented death, became the means of healing for the Israelites, so Jesus took on sin and death on a cross to heal us. You see, the people were saved from physical death in the wilderness, but their deeper need was to be saved from spiritual death. Like the Israelites, all of us are sinners, and we face God's judgment, which is death. But God made a way out for us by sending his son, Jesus. Just as the Israelites could look up to the snake and be saved, so we can look to Jesus as our savior and be saved from death and given eternal life. God's grace displayed in the book of Numbers is only a shadow of the grace given in Jesus. If you are in Christ, you not only receive grace that saves you, but Jesus continues to give you grace upon grace upon grace for the rest of your life. What do I mean by this? In your own life, you might often feel like you are wandering in a wilderness much like the Israelites. Maybe you feel lost. You don't know what direction to take. Maybe you feel stranded and scared. You fear you don't have what you need to be okay. Wilderness moments can be terrifying. They can often lead us to doubt and question God. But in response to our doubt, to our lack of faith, God doesn't stop caring for us. Remember Noah's care for Allie? How he kept showing up even when she wasn't giving him anything? God keeps caring for us just the same. When you decide you're done talking to God because he hasn't given you any clarity on the decision you need to make, God isn't done with you. He continues to orchestrate your life behind the scenes, leading you along his perfect path for you. He continues to pursue you, knowing that your peace is not wrapped up in the decision to be made, but in his presence with you. When your battle with anxiety is in full force and God just feels so distant amidst it all that you begin to question if he's even real, God's care for you isn't any less real. He's continuing to put people in your life that can love and help you. He is continuing to offer you hope and peace through his word. Hear me say this, when your faith is weak, God's love is still strong. Take a moment to look to God for his provision of grace in whatever wilderness moment you might be facing. During this upcoming worship song, I would encourage you, even if you don't feel like it, to bring your heart to a posture of worship. Worship is often the thing that strengthens our faith when we're doubting. You can worship God for the unconditional grace and care he lavishes upon you.
For everyone who's hurting, wait on the Lord. For everyone who's broken,